Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio this week with my son, Robert. He's the eldest of our four sons, as well as the CEO of Classical Conversations. He's the father of our beautiful grandchildren. Thanks for being with me, Rob.
Thank you for having me, Mom.
As Christians and homeschooling, one of the things that I think is really fundamental to the combination of the two is that homeschooling parents want their children to be free indeed. So in the past, we've had large discussions in homeschooling circles on the definition of freedom. So many people think it means free to do what you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else. And we as Classical Conversation families and as leaders have rejected that definition, and that we think a better definition is freedom to do what you should do or freedom to do what you ought. How do you think the world will respond to that kind of a definition?
They don't like that type of definition. They want to be free to do whatever they want to do today and do something else tomorrow. You know, I think if God, you know, is God free? Yes. Can God sin or can God do evil? No. So clearly, godly freedom isn't the ability to do whatever we want, but the ability to do what God wants us to do. And so I think Christian definition of freedom is knowing that we're not of this world, that we're aliens here, and that true freedom has already been won, that we are already free, no matter what they do to the flesh, that our spirits have already been taken into heaven with Jesus.
All right. Well, it's been really fun talking with you. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Mom, for having me. It's been great.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.